Hey, Deputy, I want you to come up and see us.
Fine, I'd love to.
Well, just come anytime you can. We're going over to the lake. You can meet us up there.
All right, sir.
You might bring something
over there.
Huh?
What time y'all gonna be over there?
We're going over the next hour.
Have you got somebody to drive it?
A.W. says he can.
Right, he can. I'll be in communication with you by radio when I get up in that neighborhood. I imagine it'll be 2 or 3 o'clock before I get away. Y'all meet me up there.
You might ask Tom Miller and his wife, and if you know any other interesting men with good-looking wives that keep their mouth shut, would like to just really drive around and flirt with us a little bit, pick them out.
Well, how about Ed Rhodes Jr.? Frank Irwin.
Frank Irwin we know, so urge him to come.
All right.
If you think you want Ed Rhodes Jr., you can ask him to come with Tom if you want to.
All right.
But let's think of somebody else there now. Who else do you think of? I thought Roy Butler and Bob Armstrong, find out what happened there. I thought they were wanting to give me a party together, and then wound up Roy is the only one giving.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of Bob kind of had the idea that each man would buy a ticket or something. Something down in there. Rather than press it, Roy claims he didn't want to get. I haven't checked that out with Bob. It's a little too delicate. That's Roy's story. And maybe something to it. Bob might have been going to throw a party and let him all be Dutch. Tell me. That's what Roy said. I didn't talk to him, but Harry Jersey called this morning and talked to someone in the office. They're going to send a picture of you up here, and they're very anxious for you and Bert are both to see it. The one that apparently is going to be in the Capitol. If it comes up in time, I come, I'd like to bring it.
Yeah.
All right, sir. KWTX called a meeting for July the 15th, one of their regular meetings. I haven't heard from them since we talked several weeks ago. I don't know what they've decided.
Did they go through with the old man's sale?
Yes, they're going to go through with it today. How about Frank Denius? If his wife's around, she's kind of cute.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, sir. And you don't want over, I'd say, more than three couples, would you?
Three or four.
All right.
If Don wanted to, I'd have Don.
Don's not back yet.
All right.
But I'll get Denius.
Where's Don, New York?
Yes, sir. Would you want to try the Clarks if some of these others can't come?
Afraid he talked too much. I went swimming with him once, and I've been reading about it ever since.
What would you think, sir? How you all going over to Haywood?
Helicopter.
What would you think? It'd be a little trip, but what would you think about landing that thing at Nicholson and driving over from there? I believe that it might not alert that damn,
Ray?
Ray.
A.W. and I were talking about landing down Mary Margaret's place. At airport right back there, but there are probably more people around there than there are at the Haywood.
I thought about landing at Mary Margaret's, and then, of course, you wouldn't want to do it with A.W., but if someone could bring the boat down to Mary Margaret, then you're not only going down, it might work a little bit better. He landing at the Nicholson place would not, I don't believe it would alert anybody on the lakes much.
I think that's probably the best thing to do.
And it's not a very far automobile trip if some of them could meet you over there. And then if we had somebody like Earl or somebody else to drive the boat.
Well, if Earl hadn't got anything to do, you just tell him go on up there right now and proceed immediately, just as soon as you can.
To the
Haywood and get the boat down to Mary Margaret's, and then we'll worry about the rest of it.
All right, sir, and then I won't come with him, but I'll come up a little later.
Right.
I'll call these people.
All right, yeah, invite the Baileys. They're good.
All right.
And tell her you want her to come out of you, and he can come out later.
All
can't do it. I invited the Thornberrys, but they're in Houston.
All the lawyers, I guess, are there now. They got a law.
And I imagine that's where Frank Irwin is.
Probably so. Probably so. Well, I'll see if I can get two or three or four of these couples, and I'll bring them up somewhere. It may be as long as place, 4 o'clock.
I don't get up there after the day's over, because we won't have any fun.
We'll try to get there by four.
They can come without you. You come on there if you can.
All right.